The pain that these two men are preparing to endure is inhuman.
You talk to two the brothers wearing diamond rings, wearing kiss steel, who will do it, limousine like jet flying in front of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it.
What's the difference between you and me?
You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line. Go, go.
Welcome to the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
All right, thank you.
It is not 2 days, don't worry.
Thank you so much for that very spirited introduction, Stanley Mack. And yeah, this is our big, huge WrestleMania edition of the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. My name is East Side Dave McDonald, and with me is my partner in crime. He's the star of the show. He is the number one baby face in all of professional wrestling. He goes by the name Stanley Mack. Well, Stanley, we're living in very strange times. WrestleMania. So WrestleMania broken up into two nights. What do you think about that? Is that almost like too much WrestleMania, or what do you think?
I think it is. There's no reason. They could have just delayed the thing and said.
They could have delayed it. I sort of agree with that. You know, it does feel a little odd, but I don't know. You know, some people are talking about wanting a little bit of a distraction during this, COVID-19, situation.
I wish WrestleMania. I usually wish WrestleMania was now. And this is one of the times. Well, I don't.
I know. Yeah.
You almost know. Do in all times.
Well, some wrestling fans are seeing it as a good thing. It was a controversial decision by Vince McMahon to stick with WrestleMania, but you know.
Because it is too big for one night.
Yeah, they're really repeating that promotion, that tagline, too big for one night, right?
They were saying Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre, you know what it said?
What?
That's too big for one night.
So they're going to split that match up in two parts? Well, look, I'll tell you something that dawned on me. How about this? It has been 1 year since you and I went to WrestleMania 35 and saw it in person at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, great state of New Jersey. And it's weird that, for a while, that's the last live WrestleMania. It's a little strange, huh?
Yeah, it's the last, but it kind of had fun when it was the last, and it's sad that the next WrestleMania after it isn't going to be the best WrestleMania.
It depends. You know what, Stanley Mack? Let's get into the matches, because there's 16 matches. Okay, now some of these we could go quick if you want. Like, right off the bat, I'm going to give you one that's like, this has got to be a pre-show. A kickoff show match. Otis.
Pre-show.
In my opinion, this will be kickoff, and that's Otis versus Dolph Ziggler singles match.
Wait, Daddy, can I just say one thing? I don't think that there is going to be a pre-show. If they're going to split it into two nights, why would there be a pre-show?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess we could have researched that. But,
Probably
we're just kind of playing this one by ear a little bit. But Otis versus Ziggler singles match. Okay.
Ziggler, I have to say Otis, right?
I'm going with you. Otis wins at WrestleMania. Ziggler's been a bully for a while. Here's the thing, though. You and I have talked about this. We just don't get this. Otis and Tucker at the Elimination Chamber, they stole everyone's hearts at that match. Why, again, when a tag team all of a sudden gets over, are they splitting up the tag team and putting them in a singles match? I hate that this weird trend that WWE keeps doing this when they split up Asuka, you know, with the Kabuki Warriors.
And especially, I love the Heavy Machinery. I love them.
Me too.
As a tag team.
Why are we not seeing Heavy Machinery versus Ziggler and Bobby Roode? Like, this is the point. It's just confusing. But I do agree with you. Otis is going to take this. So you and I are in agreement, okay?
Okay.
Now, how about this? I just said the Kabuki Warriors. We're talking about Asuka and Kairi Sane. Let's do that. Let's do they're your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. It's Asuka and Kairi Sane, the Kabuki Warriors, versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
That's going to be good.
What?
That's going to be done the first night, I think.
All right. Well, what do you like? Who do you like? Let's go.
That's the first Nikki Cross or...
Or the Kabuki Warriors.
You know what? Oh, it's a Nikki. Do you know why?
Because
they split it up the Kabuki Warriors for so much that I'm starting to lose interest in them.
Oh, my gosh. So they have split up the Kabuki Warriors and put them in specifically Asuka in so many singles matches that it's devalued the Women's Tag Team Championship. Is that what you're saying to me right now?
And now I think what's on Nikki need to win it.
That, my friend, is a very hot take. And we actually might now get sued by Jimmy Steele, who is doing a segment for WRAT.com called Hot Takes. So I shouldn't have actually said that because we might get sued by Jimmy Steele now, but the more I think about it. You've met Jimmy Steele, right, Stanley Mack?
Yeah.
What do you think about him? Honest opinions only, please.
Honest opinions of it.
Nice guy? Bit of a jerk? What?
A bit of a jerk, did you
Well,
say?
What's your opinion? Let's go. Come on. This is an opinion show.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, wow. That's a bit of an upset special there. I myself can't stand him. No way, shape, or form. In fact, I'm going to come back to some of these WRAT personalities, and you know, every once in a while, we're going to go and see who Stanley likes and if he thinks they're nice, or if perhaps Stanley's feuding with them. All right, Macko. So far, we're 2-for-2 because I also believe that Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross are going to win. I think they're clearly wanting to see Asuka go singles. So okay, let's go for it. Stanley Mack, next match, Elias versus King Corbin.
Elias versus King Corbin.
Who do you like? Let's go, TikTok.
King Corbin.
King Corbin, why?
King Corbin, why?
Give me why.
Because, I don't know.
Now, what kind of analysis is that, my friend? I mean, everyone comes to you for professional analysis, you know, you know. Nothing? No reason? All right. I will tell you why I think Elias is going to win. Because it feels like King Corbin is now the guy who just gets beat by everyone. Like.
No. Then that gives me a reason to think he's in the land because that's how he comes back. So then that gives me a reason to.
Well, who's your guess? So okay. So your guess is King Corbin based on the fact that he's been losing a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
It's weird. This is how WWE can sometimes roll, right?
All right, I like that. WWE can sometimes roll. I'm keeping a record. So far, we're agreeing twice, but we disagreed on this one. Quite frankly, I do believe Elias will win, and I think you have a jelly donut for a brain. Next match. Excuse me? Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I don't think you did. Next match is going to be, let's go with the, how about this? The WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. I'm interested in this one. We're talking about the Street Profits versus, oh, actually, this is, okay, this one match I might need to fill you in on or fill in the audience if they don't know. And that is that Angel Garza was supposed to go against the Street Profits with Andrade. Apparently, Andrade got injured during training, so they've called up this guy, Austin Theory, who's apparently some NXT, you know, hot property, and they're putting Austin Theory with Angel Garza against the Street Profits. What do you think about that?
Well, is this the Street Profits.
Street Profits are your Raw Tag Team Champs, buddy.
I know, but no, I said Street Profits are going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know it would be huge for that guy.
Yeah.
Whoever he is.
Austin Theory, right?
That actually sounds like a good wrestling name.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. He looks like a bigger version of Finn Balor. Like if Finn Balor ate, you know, a few extra hamburgers and had a few extra milkshakes. You know, but no. He's like a more jacked up version of Finn Balor a little bit.
He's not Irish, though.
I don't think so. But then again, his name is Austin Theory, which is, I'm pretty sure, a wrestling name. So I don't actually know his background, his ethnic background, if you will.
You know what? Give him a chance. Let's give him a chance.
I'm going to give him a chance. He did a couple impressive things. Selena Vega will be at ringside, of course, for that match. We both agree the Street Profits are going to win that. So we're agreeing a lot. So far in four matches, we've agreed three times.
Wait, that match, there's 16 matches, I know. But that match could be one match that we were looking at and like, boy, this was a good match.
Yeah.
This could be a match that we were looking at that way.
One thing that has been a little confusing for me, and this is a note. This is a creative note to the WWE. For 2 weeks in a row, Angel Garza, okay, Selena Vega's new guy, her new client, Angel Garza, for 2 weeks in a row, the match has started, he's wearing pants, okay? Long pants.
Yeah.
He wrestles the first half of the match in the long pants. They go to commercial break. And when they come out of commercial break for the second half of the match, he's wearing the little tights, the little small tights, you know, the shorts. And the announcers, for whatever reason, Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton haven't told us why. What happened to his pants? Did someone pull his pants off?
This is some sort of, what was the show we were watching, Blame Games?
Yeah, it was crazy. Because for 2 weeks, I've been waiting for Tom Phillips or Byron Saxton to be like, okay, you know, Angel Garza is such a diva that, you know, he has costume changes, you know, during the break or whatever. But they haven't said anything. So it looks nuts.
Remember the show Brain Games?
Brain Games. Brain Games, baby.
That's the show that, do you think if you didn't see that, would you really not recognize that?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do, Macko. All right, let's go on to another one. How about, let's do the SmackDown Tag Team Championship now. This is huge, okay? I actually think this is the tag team match that I think I'm looking forward to. It's going to be Miz and Morrison.
Miz Morrison, hey. Ho.
Miz and Morrison. Hey.
Ho.
Oh, good. Morrison.
Miz and Morrison.
Morrison. Hey. Ho. Okay, we Miz were off.
Yeah, we were off.
You couldn't find two more out of sync human beings of all time unless you tried. But this is the triple threat ladder match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship, okay? It's Miz and Morrison versus The New Day versus the Usos.
Hey.
Ho, ho!
Miss Morrison. Morrison.
All right, that was better. What do you like?
Mrs. Morrison.
You like Mrs. Morrison, huh? I'm going to disagree. I'm sorry.
New champs?
Yeah, new champs. I think New Day gets it again. You know, I
he just won it, though.
I know, but I think that, you know, I think Miz and Morrison have done sort of what they needed to do, but they both feel like singles guys to me, whereas New Day still feels firmly like a tag team, and so I think that that's my thing. So that's a disagreement. I'm sorry, pal. So we disagree. Three agreements, two disagreements, and the last one was merely because Stanley has a Twinkie for a brain. Let's move on to, how about Rockin' Robin from WRAT from 95.9 The Rat. What do you think about her? Is she nice?
She's nice. I like her a lot.
Good for you. That is, wow. That's a nice, I tell everyone you're the number one baby face. The number one good guy.
Yeah, you're like the number one heel of all time.
Well, listen, I'm certainly not going to talk badly about Rockin' Robin. I'm not going to, you know, say anything. Yeah. I'll just say this, okay? Not saying anything bad. Okay. let's move on to, all right, you know what? Let's go with the Bayley. This is the let's go with the Women's SmackDown championship right here. It's a fatal five-way, okay? And we're talking about your SmackDown Women's Champion, Bayley, versus Lacey Evans, versus Naomi, versus Tamina, versus her dear, dear friend, Sasha Banks.
What do you like?
Who do you like?
Wait, what's the match?
Women's SmackDown Championship, five-way elimination match. Bayley, Lacey Evans, Naomi, Tamina, Sasha.
This is for Bayley's belt, right?
Yes, this is for Bayley's championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Great mind, right? The winner of the match and your new SmackDown Live Women's Champion, Sasha Banks.
Wow. So you're going with Sasha. You think Sasha backstabs her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just using her this whole time.
You ready for me to get out there a little bit? Okay. No, I'm not going to say Tamina because that would be a little crazy.
Even for you.
And I'm one of the top five least crazy people in the world, right? You would agree with that statement.
I would definitely agree. You're the most top. You're the most.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Now, listen, I might actually have to get you to write me a doctor's note for a couple people. But that's a different topic altogether. Listen, here's my point. This is based on the fact that I had gone, okay, with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross to win and be your good guy. Women's SmackDown Championships, they're going to need opponents. I think Bayley and Sasha are actually going to stay together, but they're going to get back as a heel tag team. And I think that's probably the best move. I think Bayley and Sasha make a good heel tag team, and I think in other words, that's why I don't think Sasha is going to win. Naomi. No, wait, you know what? Scratch that. Lacey Evans. This is her WrestleMania moment. Lacey Evans wins. That's who I'm going with. Officially. Lacey Evans.
Or Naomi. But we don't do the oars.
No, I'm locking it in as Lacey Evans. If anyone's listening to us and putting their money on online gambling sites and listening to the Mac Boys for information, go with Lacey Evans.
No. Sasha Banks is going to do it.
We can agree on one thing. Tamina ain't winning the championship.
Tamina ain't winning. When's Tamina's WrestleMania moment? She's had a nice one, right?
I mean, with all due respect, I mean, they couldn't find anybody else. Tamina? I mean, when the heck is Amber Moon coming back?
Yeah, Emma Mandlin, she would have been the perfect person.
Right. That. She's been out forever. Let's go with a match that I believe will be a kickoff show match as well. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley with Lana at his side.
Why Aleister Black has to do this stuff?
Well, apparently, if you're a WWE superstar, every WWE superstar has to go through a phase where their popularity comes crashing down because they're forced to work with Bobby Lashley.
What about Bobby Lashley's popularity?
It stays down somehow and keeps going even further into until it's actually underground. It's heading towards the middle of the earth.
It's heading to the middle.
Yeah, I think this is a way of Vince McMahon keeping his wrestlers humble and you know not too arrogant.
I mean, Aleister Black, he's a star. Like, how good was his matches? Hasn't he had some, like, wasn't he fighting, like...
He's great. He's great. I don't question that at all. Who do you like?
I mean, Aleister Black, right?
Absolutely. This is an easy one. Another agreement by the Mac boys. Wow, we're agreeing a lot today.
Daddy, if Bobby Lashley beats Aleister Black, that's going to be...
bad for business.
Bad.
That's what that's going to be. Aleister Black is great. Bobby Lashley stinks. I mean, let's just be honest. Hey, I like this match. The Intercontinental Championship match. Let's not forget, Sami Zayn is your Intercontinental Champion. But with Cesaro and Shinsuke at his side, he's taking on Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental Championship. Daniel Bryan will have Drew Gulak by his side.
Wait, Daddy, what? Wait, I thought Sami, wasn't he in just in like a feud with Strowman?
they ditched that real quick. I think they're mad at Strowman. I think Strowman, again, has kind of, I don't know, got people angry.
I like him. I don't have a problem with him.
I mean, I have no problem with Strowman. It's just, we've seen this before where a guy is super, super duper hot. That's when you give him the championship, man. It's not hard. It's not difficult. And 2017, early 18, that was his time, you know?
Instead, they put him against, no offense to Sami Zayn, but they put him against him in 2018 too.
Yeah, but also they put him against Lesnar and Lesnar beat him. And it's like, well, have him take out Lesnar. And now you've created a new, champion.
That's like, sometimes I don't feel Vince gets that.
I understand what you're saying. One day when we become president and vice president of the WWE, we're going to make a few changes, okay? Heads are going to roll up in Greenwich, Connecticut. But listen, I need a prediction here. Who do you like, Sami Zayn or Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental Championship?
Sami Zayn or Daniel Bryan. Daniel.
Tell me why.
Because I think Drew Gulak was going to help him somehow.
All right. Wow, we're disagreeing here, Stanley.
You're not going, Sami.
I am because I have my own thing, which is... we were almost...
Drew Gulak backstabs Daniel.
Drew Gulak backstabs Daniel. Doesn't help, but backstabs Daniel.
I don't...
Sami stays Intercontinental champ, and then Drew and Daniel start feuding.
Wait, they have so much, like, similarity that I feel like, yes, they should do that, but not yet. I feel like it's just, like, not even, like... I think they might do that, but the thing is, I don't want them to because I feel like that should happen. They just started to be a team. Give them maybe like a championship, and then they lose it, and Drew Gulak gets mad and backstabs them.
All right. I like, hey, you're bringing the fire. You're bringing the thunder. That's what this is all about, baby. Hey, let's be honest. All right. Back to the 95.9 The Rat personalities. You've met this next gentleman several times at many of the Rat St. Patrick's Day parades. Gotts. What do you think about him?
Gotts, he's a good man.
He's a good man. That's your direct quote?
Yeah.
There are so many people throughout the Jersey Shore that would disagree with that statement, but wow. As for me, I'm not going to talk badly about Gotts. Obviously, we work together on the morning rat race. We're part of the quarantine crew on the morning rat race. I will tell you that Gotts does owe me $200. And if I don't get it by April 15th, I'm going to have to, well, get a 6-foot pole because I still believe in social distancing, but I'm going to get a 6-foot pole and I'm going to break his kneecaps with it. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be social distanced. But I'm going to hit him with the 6-foot pole right in the kneecaps and say, give me my money. All right?
Wait, he touched the money. So if he gave you it, then what?
Great point. Well, I'll still do the pole thing because really that's what I want to do. I just want to hit someone with a 6-foot pole in the kneecaps. But I don't want to take his money anymore.
You just want to hit someone and then with a 6-foot
pole. That's the truth. All right, we're getting some good matches here. Let's go with Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler for the Raw Women's Championship.
And I don't know what's your problem with Shayna on the mic, but I like her.
I like Shayna Baszler as a competitor, and I like her look and her intimidating presence on the microphone. She seems a little amateurish to me. Doesn't feel like she's got it all there yet. Now, listen, I'm going to let her grow. I'm going to hopefully, you know, she improves on that.
She's not old. She's a young person. She has plenty of time.
She does. So who do you like, Becky or Shayna?
I like Shayna.
Shayna!
I know, new champion.
Upset City. Wow. Now, give us the reasoning for Shayna Baszler having a massive Upset City against Becky Lynch.
The reason is because they're going to probably and also, I think when she gets the belt, I feel like they're just going to have it be like Shayna Baszler, no one can beat her. And then Ember Moon comes back and beats her.
So you think Becky's going to drop off the map a little bit?
What?
Well, you think Becky's not going to be involved in the championship picture?
Maybe not for a little bit. Maybe she'll challenge her soon after, but then like,
all right. Hey, no, that's fair. That's a great call.
He might, you know, Vince, you might want to, like, keep her fresh.
This is, I think this is actually one of the tougher matches to predict. I really don't know where to go with this one.
Thank you, Shayna.
What did you say? You said Shayna, right? You had a massive Upset City with this match?
Massive upset.
Okay, well, mainly because,
want to disagree?
You have a peanut butter jelly sandwich for a brain. I'm going to go the opposite direction and say Becky keeps the championship. Yeah.
Why?
Besides the fact that I want to disagree with you, it's also because Vince and the WWE tend to like, you know, they're massive baby faces. They tend to want those people to win at WrestleMania, don't you think?
You know what I think? You're wrong. I think usually, actually, heels win, and then it's like the big matches is when the face wins.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. The big baby faces usually win at WrestleMania. Wouldn't you classify Becky Lynch as a big baby face?
Yes, I would. But, I mean, I feel like the reason why is because I went with Shayna is because yet again, Becky is going out of that Stone Cold kind of thing.
Hey, man, I like it. I like the analysis. You're dead wrong. I mean, you couldn't be more inaccurate. But I appreciate the courage of your convictions. All right. All right, let's go to our next match here, pal. Where do we go? Where do we go? Let's go to Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, the Monday Night Messiah. Kevin, who do you like? Hello?
I have to think about this.
Well, time is money. Kevin Owens or Seth Rollins? Let's go.
You know what? Kevin Owens, he finally gets his revenge.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, this last Monday Night Raw, I thought Seth Rollins gave a fantastic promo. If you haven't seen it, or if you watched it on Monday, and you know, we've quarantined, we've watched thousands of hours of TV, so we may have forgotten it already. I strongly encourage people to go back and see Seth Rollins' promo on a Monday. I think he brought up a lot of great points, which was Seth Rollins has already had WrestleMania moment after WrestleMania moment after WrestleMania moment. And Kevin Owens really hasn't had that huge, you know, WrestleMania resume. But it's because of that I think, what? Go ahead.
Owens is going to win.
I agree. I think it's because of that Owens is going to win. Okay, so we're in agreement with that. Oh, wow. All right, how about this one? Let's rock and roll with this one. Undertaker, AJ Styles.
Daddy, I saw, didn't they have like another promo, like Undertaker, AJ challenges Undertaker? I just heard that.
Well, it's AJ versus The Undertaker in a Boneyard match. Hello.
What is this, Daddy?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's some kind of cemetery. It's going to be like, I'm assuming it's going to be like a hardcore match in a cemetery?
Yeah. You know about social distancing? Wrestlers are just going to have to forget about that.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the other reason why it's kind of controversial to do this. But, you know, Vince is doing it. So who do you like? Well, keep in mind, The Undertaker's now lost twice at WrestleMania. So it's not automatic.
If Undertaker had a streak still going, there would be no way AJ Styles is the guy to break that streak, right?
Agreed.
But Roman Reigns beat him, and even before that, Brock Lesnar beat him. So therefore, I have to go with The Undertaker.
Going with The Undertaker? I'd love to disagree with you on this one, but I don't see AJ Styles winning this match. I really don't.
He made this thing way too personal.
I know. It's been great, though. This has been a good storyline. This has been well done.
I do, too. Like, I like the storyline. AJ does have a lot of guts for doing that.
Yeah, he does.
But I do like the storyline.
Yeah, he's got a lot of courage, man. I wouldn't say some of the things that AJ Styles has said about The Undertaker. And I know, you know, hey, it's just sports entertainment, but nope. I would have no part of some of those things. let's go to another 95.9 The Rat personality, and his name is Uncle Leo. What do you think about him?
Uncle Leo, you know what? This is the first one I'm going to be like, I'm not going to say anything bad.
Well, wait, see, if you're going to do something controversial, save that for Steve Hook.
Jesus!
Uncle Leo, you have to like. That's the one, you know, that's the one slam dunk that I gave you. You got to like Uncle Leo. Everyone has to. That's just that, you know, come on now. That is
Uncle Leo.
Yeah. But if you're going to say something controversial, go ahead. What's your opinion of 95.9 The Rat evening personality Steve Hook? Go ahead.
He can be a little, you know.
I do. You don't even have to say anything else. I do know. Bottom line is, I know. All right, let's go to this. Now, it's still kind of weird, Stanley Mack, and I honestly don't know what's happening with this. It's the Roman Reigns versus Goldberg WWE Universal Championship match.
No, Daddy, do we do this one? Because this match isn't going to happen.
Hold on. I just looked up something online. Okay, so what Stanley Mack is referring to, of course, is that Roman Reigns last Friday said that he would not be involved in WrestleMania because he's recovered from leukemia and his immune system isn't, you know, still where he wants it to be. And so because of the coronavirus, he's not going to compete at WrestleMania. Here's the weird thing. They're still promoting the match. And then I looked it up online and Triple H said the Roman Reigns versus Goldberg match is still on, but there's some twist that will occur that's going to, you know, be the solution to the Roman Reigns issue. I've got no idea what that twist is.
Yeah, what is that, have something to do with the wrestling, or is it a storyline, or what's going on?
I think if I could read between the lines and interpret what Triple H was saying, it would be some kind of wrestling storyline where maybe they would figure a way. But to me, I think what makes sense is maybe they figure, you know, the WWE, sometimes a guy will get attacked before the match, and so that guy can't compete, and then there's a replacement.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. Although I can't tell you, I can't think right now of a replacement. Now, do you have any ideas? Is there somebody?
Everyone has a match, pretty much.
It can't be Lesnar. It's not Lesnar because he's got the Drew McIntyre match. So
yeah. Otherwise, if Lesnar didn't have a match, you know who would be. They would bring out good old Brock Lesnar.
Well, who do you think? I got one idea, and it was mainly because the guy who was talking about it was Triple H.
Triple H himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that?
That would be interesting.
I think it's
going to happen. Triple H versus Goldberg.
What I was thinking is, like, okay, so it's either going to be a debut, but do you really want someone to debut that big? Like, they're not just debuting in WrestleMania. They're debuting and perhaps winning the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. Is that where you debut? I think that's too big to debut someone like that.
No, it depends on how much. It depends on how much, like, you believe that they're going to be a star. If you believe you see someone ginormous in them, then you do that kind of thing. But if you don't, you just start them in some match.
How about this? What if they rebring Finn Balor back? You know, Balor's been on NXT.
He has too much heat on NXT, I think.
Yeah, I know. People do like him on NXT. You're right. All right. So I don't. How about this? You can make your prediction like this. Do you think Goldberg is going to win, keep the championship, or do you think Goldberg will lose the championship no matter who comes out, whether it's Roman or someone else?
He's going to lose it, right?
I agree with you. We're agreeing a lot, my little friend.
And I really hope he loses it. I really do.
It was a very strange call to have Goldberg beat the Fiend.
It just didn't make, like, Daddy, and I was just looking back at it, and you know what I'm like? This was the first opponent that the Fiend lost to.
That's right. Good call.
But did you want it to be a guy like Goldberg? Or to be the guy who beat him?
It didn't make a ton of sense. That's all right. I agree with you on this. Goldberg's going to lose that championship.
Daddy?
Yes, sir.
I have actually a, like, non-WWE thing.
Please.
But it is wrestling. Let's talk about, what about Matt Hardy? Can we just talk about this for a little? About how did you feel about the Matt Hardy thing?
We only have, I do want to talk about Matt Hardy. Can we do these last three matches?
Okay, wait, we only have three matches?
We only got three left. We've dominated this thing thus far. All right, let's get to, I think, probably the most interesting women's match, and that is your NXT Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley, putting it on the line against Charlotte Flair. What do you think about that?
Daddy, I don't I'm predicting Charlotte Flair.
Really?
You know why? Because why? I predicted an NXT person beating the WWE person, and I can have two.
Good. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. You would have thought it would have been the other way around.
Yeah. You know what? I have to disagree with you on this one. I have to think that Rhea Ripley is going to stay NXT Women's Champion. I would have to think so. I think she's very, very popular right now. And plus, Charlotte has such a great WrestleMania resume that we're talking about. Like, she can lose. I know that she lost in that, you know, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Ronda Rousey triple threat match. But
she didn't even get pinned.
Right. She didn't get pinned. I think Charlotte wins. I think Rhea Ripley wins.
Oh, you could bring back Ronda Rousey. Now I'm just...
That's interesting, call.
Now, she's been... Well, since I heard, what was she doing for this?
For this time, she said she wanted to try to start a family.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some interesting that maybe they could do.
They could absolutely bring Ronda Rousey as some kind of surprise weird guest. I have no idea. I have no doubt. Hey, actually, since you brought up Ronda Rousey, I was also thinking, how do you think Gronk will do as the host? Rob Gronkowski, former Patriots tight end.
This is what I want. I don't want him to be a wrestler, but you know what I do want him?
What's
to
that?
Be sort of like GM or something.
Okay.
I think he can be a good GM.
All right. Do you think he'll be a good host for WrestleMania?
I do too.
You do? I mean, okay.
Kind of like being a GM just for one night.
No doubt. All right. You're on fire today. Hey, let's go with the WWE Championship match. We're talking about your WWE champion, Brock Lesnar, putting it all on the line against Drew McIntyre, who has been unbelievably hot since his Royal Rumble victory, which earned him a chance at this match. What do you think?
Wait, is this your second to last match?
Second to last match, my friend. That is called the penultimate match. I've learned that word very, very well.
This match, you know what, Danny? Drew McIntyre great, but do you think that they want McIntyre to win his Universal Championship with no fans?
Well, this is WWE Championship. This is regular WWE Championship.
Regular WWE Championship.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar is the WWE champ.
I know, but I might go with Lesnar.
I like your point. So you're saying because his first WWE championship, he's not going to have the ability to celebrate in front of 8,000 people.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of...
It's a good point.
But then that's kind of going to be his only... Well, they could figure a way for like next year or something like that.
It's a darn good point. You made a good point for a change. I mean, you so rarely make good points, but that one was good for a change.
Because if he celebrates, it's not going to be, it's just going to be like, oh, cool. Instead of like, oh, that's an awesome moment.
That, you know what? That's another good point for a change. You've made two good points for a change. Unlike your usual points. Smack talk.
You lost 40,000 points for smack talking.
Stanley Mack, final match. And I chose it because I think it probably is the most interesting. And we're talking about the legend, the guy who Vince McMahon this past year called the Babe Ruth of wrestling.
He called someone else as Babe Ruth.
I think Vince McMahon has called like six different people the Babe Ruth of wrestling.
Who's the Babe Ruth of wrestling?
Well, he's definitely said Hogan, Stone Cold, The Rock, and Cena are all the Babe Ruths of the WWE. But anyway, that's who we're talking about. But we're talking about John Cena taking on the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, in what's being described as a Firefly Funhouse match. And we don't know what that is.
I think I have an idea.
Talk to me.
I think it's going to be like a funhouse, but in like a different dimension or something.
Ooh, I like that. I like the sound of that. Whatever that means.
And then Cena just like walks around like, where the heck am I?
I love that. All right. So who are you going with? Let's go already.
Who do I go with?
Yeah.
The Fiend. The Fiend got to win this match.
I agree with you. This one, I will agree with you and your Tootsie Roll brain 1,000,000%. If the Fiend Bray Wyatt does not win, I'm really going to be irritated at the WWE. Don't do this. He's been the most interesting person in all of wrestling since last summer. There's been no wrestler in any company or any organization who's been as fun to watch and entertaining and interesting. But if he loses to Goldberg at the with the Universal Championship and follows that up with a loss to Cena at WrestleMania, you're cutting the legs out of Bray Wyatt. And I'm yelling. Yeah, I'm yelling about it. Yeah, maybe I'm the heel. I thought I was the babyface on this podcast.
You fire one.
I think I've been the heel all this time. No one told me. Hey, final 95.9, the rat personality. Wait a second. So who are you going with? You're going with Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, the Fiend.
Okay. I as well am going with Bray Wyatt. Excellent job with your – and let me see. Oh, man, this is interesting. Looking at the final tally, I think out of the 16 matches – think we're about even. It's either I think it's 8-8. I think we tied about agreeing and disagreeing.
So you don't know for sure.
No, but some of the lines I didn't do a good enough job drawing the lines together. I'm not a great counter. You know, I'm not good at math. How good are you?
I'm a math genius.
What's 2 times 8? Let's go fast.
16.
What's 16 minus 2? Let's go fast.
14.
What's 14 plus 2? Let's go fast.
16.
What's 16 minus 2? Let's go fast.
14.
What's 14 plus 1? Let's go fast.
15.
What's 15 minus 2? Let's go fast.
14.
What's 13 plus 4? Let's go fast.
17.
All right. You know what? You're right. You actually are a math genius. You're like a little John Nash with a beautiful mind. You wanted to talk about whatchamacallit? Matt Hardy?
What? Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy's doing it, man. He's doing a great job with Cody and with Jericho. And, I mean, the Matt Hardy Jericho stuff is already gold.
Daddy, I looked up AEW Matt Hardy and Chris Jericho. I didn't see anything.
Oh, look it up, bro. Just you go try to YouTube. It's there. They recently did another one where it was at Chris Jericho's house or something, and Vanguard 1 started bothering him, the little drone. Jericho's actually also feuding with Matt Hardy's little drone, Vanguard.
That's so great. That's like AEW is doing this definitely. This is so well done.
Stanley and Mac, we named this show the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show for a reason. We've always just said we're going to keep this broad, and we're both enjoying AEW, flat out. So, you know. All right, Mac, oh, look, I got to run. All right? Fantastic show. Just stay with me for a couple seconds. Fantastic WrestleMania program. Do you have any final words that you'd like to say as our music is about to play?
Daddy, do you have like one more person from the lat?
Coral Kraft, my co-host of the Morning Rat Race.
He's the one you gotta... He's the one that, you know,
Well, tell me, what is your opinion? I don't know what you're about to say, but now all of a sudden I'm sweating like you're going to get me fired. But anyway, go ahead. What are your opinions of Carl Kraft? Let's go. What?
I mean, he's not a bad man, but he is a little, you know.
He's not a bad man, but he's... That?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be probably fired because of those comments from the rat, but I appreciate that. No, just kidding, of course. Stanley Mack? It's going to be an interesting WrestleMania, bro. What else can I tell you? And that's it. Listen, for Stanley Mack, my name is Eastside Davey Mack, and this has been the Eastside Davey's Wrestling Show. We want you to have a great WrestleMania this Saturday and Sunday. We're out of here. See you guys.